final week of first round, the Chol Pachas of Shaar B'Tochen and Chavis Lavavis, the end of Perek Zayin, the Rebbeinu Bechai does a big teva for us. And he gives us the ability to gauge where we're holding in B'Tochen. What level are we on in B'Tochen? I was once asked by somebody, he says, how come we don't have a scoreboard? How come we don't have a Ruchnistika scoreboard? Be able to look up, like if you're in the middle of a game, Mahavdil, look up, eighth inning at the bottom, you're two down. Should be able to look up and see, listen here, in Emunah, this is where I'm holding, in Kass, this is where I'm holding, in Midos. Why don't we have, why doesn't Rebbeinu Shlom tell us where we're at? I happen to think that we do have a scoreboard. That's my own personal opinion. But we'll see, Hemshech, sometimes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us very clearly, we have to listen to him. But he talks to us very clearly and tells us exactly where we're holding. But over here, the Chavetz Lavavis, he lays down 10 different levels of bitachin, and he says, Kafi, you could gauge where you're at, and Memelo, where you still need to reach. Klal Yishal Davar, Be'inin HaBitachin, Eifo Yizah. Bottom line of bitachin, says the Chavetz Lavavis, at the end of all his seven prakim of Shaar bitachin. The bottom line is Kechol Sha'adam Makir Salakim Yoiser, Kechol Shumayim Yoiser, Shalakim Shemer Lov, Mashkiach Mayral Tevasa, Huboiteach Allah of Yoiser. The more the person is Makir, is cognizant of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the more he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him and watches over him and is involved in his life, the more he's going to be Boiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that a person is aware of the Rebbeinu Shalom and aware of how great the Rebbeinu Shalom is, and aware of how much he's mashgiach and how much he loves you, that's the extent that a person is going to have his bitachin in Rebbeinu Shalom. And it takes an avoida. It's an avoida to work on that. A person, hemanti ki adaver, a person's emunah, like the Chassidim say, is to, when you speak out the emunah, and you speak out in your emunah, and you talk it over, and you work it through, then hemanti ki adaver, through the speaking it out, through the working through it, then a person comes to emunah, and memeilu bitachin, which is like the Chazanish says, emunah is the theory, and bitachin is the practical, is the practice of the emunah. And now he starts, and he says, "V'achiyach l'chol shadavar kach." I'll prove to you that it's that way. That the more that a person matures and understands that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the kol yochol and everything is from him, that he'll be boiteach on him. Shrei ayala b'tchilas his patchusoi, u'boiteach al shadei imoi. K'mo yishnemer maftechi al shadei imi. A child when he's born, what does he rely on? His mother's milk. That's it. As it says, maftechi al shadei imi. His bitachin is al shadei imi, on the shadayim of his mother. When he develops a little bit more, then he's b'teach on his mother in general. Because she really takes care of him. David HaMelech compares his bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bitachin of a child in their mother, that they rely totally on their mother. When a child develops even more, and he sees that his mother is dependent on whatever the father says, that's what his mother does, then he really relies and is samech on his father. When he gets a little, he develops and matures to the extent that he's able to work himself, then and he's able to be mefarnes ayidim alochay mischar chayitza b'zeh through business. Who maschal lifteich al koyech v'dachol esavu? Then he relies on his own brains and brawn. He doesn't realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu until now. So he thinks it's whoever brings him what he needs. At the beginning it was his mother, and then it was his father, and now it's himself. That's what he relies on. U'mesuper al chasid echad she'ayil le'shachin sefer mar. And it's told a story about a chasid who had a neighbor who was a very an excellent sefer stam shayim espanis mischar ktivasai, that he had his parnasa was from writing. Pam shal chasid eshchini, one time the chasid asked him, talking with his neighbor, mashlumcha, how are things going? Onelo yasefer, the sefer answered him, shlomi tov kol od yadi shlema, I have my everything is well so long as my hand is whole, so long as I'm able to write. Vo'id ba'isa yom nigdo yonai, says the Chariz Lavavis, that day his hand was cut off. And he wasn't able to write at all. That was the Oynish HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was B'teach. Interestingly enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that very often. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. It doesn't have to be to such a, this was Kinira, somebody who was on a very high madrega, but he got such an Oynish for it. But Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the thing that people are b'teachin and he brings it to the ground. That's what he did. That's what he did with Mitzrayim. He said the Nile that they relied on. That was the first thing that got hit. The shechitas of the kvasim was the avodah zarah. That was the even before it. That was by Pesach. They all shechted it. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the things that they're b'teachin and he brings them to the ground. Whether it's the twin towers or whether it's whatever it is that a person is, and just to show, really to put you against the wall. Till you get to the situation where a person realizes, "Ein lanu liyishon el alavinus rashamayim," like it says in the Seito, that kol yom kilalosim rumi chaverto, "Ein lanu liyishon el alavinus rashamayim." That's really why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu make it like that? All the things that you thought that you could rely on, you thought that we'd be able to help you, the business or the shver or the neighbor or the rich uncle or whatever it is, Kodesh Baruch Hu works it out that for whatever reason he's not able to help. And if he's an employee and he works for someone else, then he's boiteach and his boss. When he gets even more mature, and he sees that when Corona comes, his boss is not able to give him everything that he wanted. So, his boss is totally in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he slowly starts changing, and he's boiteach on the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, ulam rak b'inyanim she'inu yachal ha'asik v'isam yachotehu v'in le'ber le'smech l'atzmeh he'ma m'zeh z'abariyah. It's only in certain things that he's smech l'ber n'shalem. The things that he knows are certainly out of his realm. Corona, whether or not he's going to be able to fly, or whether he's going to be able to have parnasa from importing, he's no saying that whatsoever. Is it going to be Corona? It's not going to be Corona. Is there going to be another variant? It's not. Is there any number 2, 3, 4? How many is going to be? Is the vaccine going to be work for it or not? These things that he has no idea. Those things he has to rely on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Kegoyin shirid geshem amash azorah, like rainfall, if you're over by midbar limayim, if there's flooding, or if there's magefa, corona, ubinyonim daimish mehen eron miyachal azal asmin b'shumayfen oideita, achtach bulam, v'shikosu b'esra osam yirim rukumo ishiyinu. There's people that they say b'esra osam, when things are going bad, they say in terms of Rebbeinu Shlomo, they say, help us out. Because at that point they realize that there's nothing for them to do. There's nothing they're put against. There's no atheist in a foxhole. He realizes that there's no way for him to get out of the situation without the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Then he turns to Rebbeinu Shlomo. But it's still, it's very limited, the amount that he's turning to Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's only with regard to those things that a person realizes that it's not him. He has no way to do anything himself. So the next level, when he gets a little bit more mature, he starts believing in being semichon the Rebbeinu Shlomo, even with regard to things that he himself could do. Kegoyin, for example, im izdamon el ispanas today im tzayim mesukanim, ha'idei avoyda samafarches as agrof, az ulo yesibem, el abiteich lekim shifarnes as ha'idei im tzayim kalim yeser. If he's offered a job, he needs a job. And he's offered a job, that's going to be, he has to fly out to places which are not so safe, he has to travel a lot, things that are not easy to have a regular, his regular lifestyle would not be so easy with such things. He'd have to take off weeks at a time from his house, from wherever he is. This person is willing to be semich. He's able to do it. So this is not something which is out of the realm of his ability. However, I'm not going to take the job. I'm being semich that Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to give me something else which I'm not going to have to be so much ma'aser nefesh for. And when he's imakir Kadosh Baruch Hu even more, ubaytech la b'cholam tzayi parnasa. Then he's baytech in ganzen with regard to Rebbeinu Shlomo, gam mechvedim, gam mekalim. Even with things that are not difficult. He takes the parnasa. He chooses whichever job is the best for his avodas Hashem, and he says, "Listen here, I have to be under Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be mefarnes my family. And there's a klala that a person has as a chiyuv to be mishtadl and meila. I'm going to be mishtadl, but b'etzem, I don't really have to choose the best job. I choose whatever works out best for my avodas Hashem." That's the next level. And when he gets even more mature, and he really recognizes the rachmanas the Rebbeinu Shalom, who meruts me kol mashal kim goes to love believe with him when he moves to be chitzin rice with him kol mashal kim goes to him be mavas be chaim when he very sure then he's happy with whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him be brius be chayil who lay mistake kol mashal kim lay bachar where he's totally happy with his lot. He doesn't look for other things. He's not looking to see what other people has. He has no interest in it. Beklal, who writes the rak mashal kim rasa avurei, whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom gives him, that's what he wants. Who meister tatzul and hugas like him who kavas dina ba'avo al nafshei ve'al gufoi. doesn't choose certain means over other means. Maybe it's going to be more successful. I'm doing it because I have a chiv shtadlis. That's what I'm doing. But Betzem, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's good. And he chooses for himself whatever the situations that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him. As the Baal B'Tochen once said, listen to this. It never happened. That I woke up in the morning with a specific situation, and I wanted to be in a different situation. This is already a level of B'Tochen which is for Yechid Eskulo. Mamish, every situation, however it is that he woke up, whether he woke up with Corona or he woke up with that, it doesn't mean that there's no Mokum for Tefillah. It means that I'll daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu because I think it'll be better for my Avodas Hashem that it should be a different way. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu is fine with me, that's also fine. That's also fine. It's not that I need to be. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be in. Maybe because he wants my tefillah. Maybe because he wants it, whatever it is. But he's not looking. He's not wishing that it could be something else. I wish what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's what I wish. Kasher Moisif lahakris alakim ori yoyzer umasig es amator shalman hu inivro. And when he realizes the final level, when a person realizes, he matures even more in his bitachin, and he realizes the whole reason why he's here in this world is only for avodas Hashem. Then a person already, he's mois in this world. He's barech, totally. He lives on a different plateau. He could be walking around with us, but his in his mind and in his body, he's really his. Nafshei gufa yuneshmasa, he's in a different place. Kshunim to be bedidus, and when he's in solitude, humishtashev mashuniskewe is barach, he's happy thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just thinking about being with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Humishtemim kshurulay choshev abdulasa, and he's bored when he's not thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. But kshunim to be chavas bnei adam, musavli esorotzen raklafon of his barach, when he's with other people, he's not looking to find favor in other people's eyes. I need that the Ribbono Shel Olam, I should find favor in the Ribbono Shel Olam's eyes. The person wants to be davik only in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say meach ba'avas Hashem Yisbarach. Yoyis mimashan she'ilam azes meichem betanug yirilam azem. And he's sameach in a Kadosh Baruch Hu more than people have enjoy a great steak. Yoyis mimashan tzadikim smeichem betanug yirilam abo. And even more than tzadikim were sameach in tanug yirilam abo, because he's totally connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'zaytzi madrege al yoyinu b'yoyis v'sh madreges ba'al yabitochan anevim v'achasidu b'chir likim l'term. This is the highest level. B'chir likim, this is mamish olava. My whole desire, my whole taiva is only you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Thinking about Ribbono Shel Olam. But David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Omer, Tzoma Nafshi Lelekim Lekel Chai. Tzoma Nafshi, I'm yearning for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's all that he wants. Eilu Hein Aseres Madrigas HaBitochen. Shebehechrich Ko Bal Bitochen Imi Barzmen. A person is found somewhere with these ten. We find in Lashon HaKodesh that Bitochen is mentioned in 10 different Lashonis. Kidei Lahoris, Al Aseres Madrigas Eilu. As a simen, as a remez to these 10 Madrigas. Elohein Miftoch, Mishon, Tikvo, Machse, Toicheles, Chikui, Smichos, Sever, Mitzod, Kessel. That's the 10. Elohim Barachamov, Yazolon, Ulius, Meaboitchenboy, Amoisim, Es Atvam, Ladinoi, Begoli, Vesoser, Amen. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Yecholis and the Siyata Deshmaya to be the Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu in Gansim, Begolim V'Sosser. If I had to guess, I would probably guess that most people could place themselves somewhere between 4 and 6 over here on the level. In other words, it's either that the Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, most people Boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the things that they know they're totally out of their realm. There's nothing they can do about it. So you're stuck. You're against the wall. What do you want to do? There's nothing that you could possibly do. So we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's a default bitachon, but at some point there is a level of bitachon there that a person is voitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, because what could I do anyhow? There's nothing that I could do in this situation. And then there's the people that are even a little bit more, that they're even certain things that they could do, they don't jump at every opportunity. They say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help me out. That even that's it. There's a certain level that I'm willing to be mishtadl. I'm not going to go be mishtadl and make myself crazy. That means even though you have the yichirlis to do more, you're being b'teichan of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That means that you're doing it because you're b'teichan of Kadosh Baruch Hu, not because of atlas. You don't want to do it. There's also that ability that, okay, that's it. I just did enough of mishtadlis. I'm too lazy. And now I'll blame that on b'teichan of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Say that that's what it is. No, a person realizes that's not in my level of ishtadlus. That I don't have to do. That's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do this. If he wants me to do this, then he'll give it to me without this driving myself crazy. Somewhere around there, I would say that most people find themselves to say that they're only briteach when they're not briteach bechlal, they're briteach in ganzen. Very hard. Somewhere in the middle, we definitely have our work cut out for us. The more that a person works on shar bitachon, the more that a person chazes it, the more he's makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And as he says, the more a person is makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam, certainly the more bitachon he's going to have. Anybody that has, like I mentioned last time, anybody has any specific ideas of a same limud, different limud for this time, please let me know. A good to mention.